South Ossetia is located in the Republic of Georgia in the Northern Caucasus and covers an area of approximately 3,900 square kilometers, which is, again, approximately 5.5% of Georgia's total territory. Massive mountain range separates South Ossetia from the Republic of North Ossetia-Alania, which is part of the Russian Federation. I will not discuss North Ossetia's situation, since it is quite different and is located within Russia. There's no disagreement that the South Ossetians and the Georgians have separate identities. The Ossetians are an Iranic group who speak an Indo-European language related to Iranian. By contrast, the Georgians speak a South Caucasian non-Indo-European language. However, there is a significant controversy regarding the primacy of the South Ossetians on the territory of modern-day South Ossetia. What this means is that, generally speaking, Georgians and Georgian historians have tended to regard the South Ossetians as newcomers or guests in the region. This alleged newcomer status has resulted in a situation in which the Georgians perceive themselves to be too, or rather much too, generous towards the South Ossetians. From the Georgian perspective, the South Ossetians receive significantly more rights and privileges than they are entitled to. From the South Ossetian perspective, the Georgian attitude creates an atmosphere of inferiority in which they constantly feel threatened and/or shortchanged by the Georgian state. Historically speaking, the expanding Russian Empire conquered both the Ossetians and the Georgians in the early 19th century and encompassed them into the Russian Empire. During the Russian Revolution, South Ossetia became part of the Menshevik Georgian Democratic Republic, which existed from 1918 to 1921. Northern Ossetia remained under the control of the Bolshevik forces, and as I stated later, became part of the Russian Soviet Socialist Federation. After the defeat of the Georgian Mensheviks by the Bolsheviks, South Ossetia obtained the status of an autonomous oblast or region within the Transcaucasian Soviet Federative Socialist Republic until 1936. From 1936 to 1991, South Ossetia was an autonomous oblast in the Soviet Socialist Republic of Georgia. An autonomous oblast is, so to speak, the third rung on the ladder or hierarchy of units within the Soviet Union. At the highest level, you have the Soviet Socialist Republic, then at the next level, the Autonomous Soviet Socialist Republic, which is within a Soviet Socialist Republic, and then the Autonomous Oblast, in English, Autonomous Region, within Soviet Socialist Republics. In the Soviet period, the Ossetians and Georgians had a long period of coexistence within the Soviet Socialist Republic of Georgia. However, this was not a completely harmonious period. The Georgians, for their part, retained this feeling that the South Ossetians had recently come to the region, certainly much more recently than the Georgians, and that the Georgians therefore had primacy in the area. Soviet nationalities policy, especially in the early 1920s until the mid-1930s, sponsored a process of nationalization, that is to say, of increased national identity of many minorities in the Soviet Union, and South Ossetians were no exception in this regard. This concretely means that the South Ossetians received resources to increase their identity, to develop culturally their identity, and in the context of Stalinist nationalities policy, this resulted in the playing off of a increasingly strong, fostered South Ossetian identity against the Georgian national identity. As one could expect, a major aspect of this was an attempt by Ossetian historians and scholars, generally speaking, to portray or to legitimize the Ossetians as having been present in South Ossetia for a long time, or respectively, a much longer time than the Georgians. In the late 1980s, as the Soviet Union started to disintegrate, these tensions increased. Scholars generally believe or generally regard Georgian national identity as having been relatively robust throughout the Soviet period. Certainly in the 1970s, Georgian popular opinion strongly rebuffed attempts to increase minority rights for minorities within the Soviet Socialist Republic of Georgia. and the 1980s witnessed a series of steps that the Georgians took to more proactively and, in the eyes of minorities, aggressively assert Georgian national identity and the primacy of the Georgian language in the Soviet Socialist Republic of Georgia. In 1988, an organization calling itself the Ossetian Popular Front protested against what it perceived as attempts by the Georgian minority to impose its identity and language upon South Ossetians. The Ossetian Popular Front broadcast its plea towards Moscow and asked for the unification of South and North Ossetia. Predictably, the Georgians reacted very angrily to this and indeed perceived these attempts to assert South Ossetian identity, and in particular the attempts for or calls for unification with North Ossetia, as a threat to the territorial integrity of the Georgian Soviet Socialist Republic. In the following years, after 1988, South Ossetia and Georgia traveled down that path of escalation as increasingly vocal South Ossetian calls for autonomy and independence or annexation to Russia, or again, respectively, annexation or unification with North Ossetia, competed with quite heavy-handed Georgian attempts to enforce strict centralization. Thus, for example, Georgia in October 1990 not only annulled the South Ossetian declaration of an independent Soviet Democratic Republic of South Ossetia, but then also voided the South Ossetian Autonomous Oblast. The fact that the Georgians' concrete steps to annul legally South Ossetian declarations of independence is quite understandable. That is to say, it is a predictable reaction of the Georgians. However, the decision to then also void the pre-existing and long-lasting, since the 1930s, status of South Ossetia as an autonomous oblast confirmed the worst fears of many South Ossetians that, in fact, the Georgian game was to quash any kind of autonomy or any kind of minority rights for the South Ossetians within Georgia. This in turn led to armed skirmishes, increasingly frequent armed skirmishes between Georgian security forces and South Ossetian militants, who quickly called for and, in fact, received assistance from the Soviet Army. It's important to note that between the beginnings of armed skirmishes in 1990 in South Ossetia and the end of the Soviet Union in December 1991, we are talking here about assistance to South Ossetian paramilitary forces from the Soviet Union. There is some doubt, in fact considerable doubt, among scholars about to what extent this assistance was rendered as a result of central decision-making in Moscow, either among Soviet officials or Russian officials who were at the same time Soviet officials, or whether a portion of this assistance and a portion of the collaboration that took place between Soviet armed forces and later Russian armed forces on the one hand and South Ossetian paramilitary forces was in fact the doings of local commanders on the ground. Already by December 1991, Helsinki Watch estimated that, quote, the conflict has created more than 100,000 Ossetian refugees, end quote, and the Helsinki Watch had observed human rights abuses on both sides of the conflict. In 1992, Georgian armed forces ended their attempts to reassert full Georgian political control over South Ossetia. One can say that this conflict ended in a stalemate generated by the Georgian fear that Russia would get increasingly involved in the conflict. Georgia in no way accepted the secession or independence of South Ossetia from Georgia, but a ceasefire was necessary to mitigate the risk of a larger and more direct war with Russia. In addition, Georgia was in the early 1990s in the midst of its own civil war and was barely functioning as a state. For this reason, most scholars who have studied Georgia in detail in the 1990s speak of a failed transition. As a result of the conflict, an uneasy status quo monitored by an observer mission of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe took hold in South Ossetia in the period from 1992 to 2008. Tensions started to rise again in 2004 as Georgia, led by its new president, Mikhail Saakashvili, started a concerted attempt to bring South Ossetia and other breakaway regions of Georgia back under centralized Georgian control. Although Georgia pursued this goal primarily through diplomacy and international mediation, the situation on the ground deteriorated. This was so for three reasons. First, the South Ossetian leadership, strongly supported financially and militarily by Russia, a support that had increased throughout the 1990s and early 2000s, and buffered by the presence of Russian soldiers on its soil and the granting of Russian citizenship to South Ossetians, had little incentive to negotiate in good faith with the Georgians. Second, the declared intent of the new government in Georgia after 2003 to pursue NATO membership was perceived as a direct and strategic threat by the Russian leadership. As such, the turn towards NATO membership caused Russia to augment its support for the recalcitrant and separatist South Ossetian leadership. Russia gradually abandoned its role as a peacekeeper, a role that had, in Georgian eyes, always been a false pretense. Third, the Georgians did not omit to mention that they regarded recourse to armed force as a possible option to reintegrate South Ossetia into Georgia. Hence, even when Georgia did put some limited form of autonomy on offer on the negotiating table, it proved unable to move the negotiations forward. Throughout the summer of 2008, armed skirmishes took place between Russian and South Ossetian forces on one hand and Georgian forces on the other. Strong recrimination and mutual accusations exist regarding who started these violent exchanges, in particular for the most dramatic episode that led low-intensity conflict to turn into open warfare in early August 2008. What can be said for certain is that the Georgian armed forces attempted to defeat and militarily reintegrate South Ossetia into Georgia. While they were initially successful in doing so and took the South Ossetian administrative capital virtually by surprise, Russia quickly responded by militarily engaging Georgian forces in South Ossetia and, more broadly, in Abkhazia and in Georgia proper. While most Western countries disapproved of the Georgian military's attempt to take South Ossetia by force, Russia came under broad international criticism for the disproportionate military response and, in particular, the attack and occupation of Georgian territory outside of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. As of this recording, both Georgia and Russia have signed a ceasefire agreement which calls for the withdrawal of all Russian forces deployed in Georgia proper outside of both South Ossetia and Abkhazia. A European Union observer mission is also deploying to both regions. Generally speaking, until 2008, no state wanted to recognize South Ossetia as an independent state. This included Russia, which consistently supported the principle of the territorial integrity of Georgia in documents and discussions of international organizations. Both the EU and the U.S. have since 1991 strongly insisted upon the territorial integrity of Georgia, and they continue to do so until the present day. In other words, all major international parties have supported a negotiated solution for the status of South Ossetia. It seems that in the 1990s, Russia was intent on keeping Georgia in a state of flux. That is to say, on the one hand, Russia increasingly overtly, both financially and militarily, supported the aspirations of the breakaway self-proclaimed leadership in South Ossetia. On the other hand, in the 1990s and until 2008, Russia was never willing to overtly recognize legally or officially the South Ossetian leadership or South Ossetia as an independent state. That only came in 2008 with the armed conflict. Looking ahead for both situations, the one in South Ossetia and the one in Abkhazia, it's going to be interesting to see where the future takes these two breakaway regions. To date, only Russia and Nicaragua have recognized South Ossetia and Abkhazia as independent states, and there seems to be no rush by other states, even by closer allies of the Russian Federation, to do so. This seems in large part driven by the fact that many other states in the world have their own disputed and contested areas, and they are, of course, reluctant to follow Russia's recognition because they fear that this would set a precedent for regions either in neighboring countries or in their own countries. It's also perhaps worthwhile just to briefly mention that the future of South Ossetia and Abkhazia is almost fully contingent upon continued strong Russian economic and military and political support. These two regions are not rich or self-sufficient, and they will, for the foreseeable future, be neighbors to an extremely hostile Georgian state, which is intent on reincorporating them into Georgia. Therefore, they will be completely reliant upon Russia. One can wonder whether this situation in the long run, that is a situation in which these states exist in a gray zone where they are in effect only recognized by Russia and completely dependent upon Russia, and indeed in the case of South Ossetia, have openly declared a desire to unite with North Ossetia, which is part of the Russian Federation, whether this is a situation which in the long run will actually be preferable for the Abkhaz and the South Ossetians. Certainly, they will be a much smaller minority percentage-wise within the Russian Federation if that is the fate that they ultimately choose and that Russia ultimately accepts than they would be in Georgia. That having been said, there's certainly no rush on the Russian side to incorporate South Ossetia and or Abkhazia into the Russian Federation, because doing so would be seen as a very negative move internationally and would subject Russia to even stronger international criticism than it has received to date as a result of the August 2008 war in South Ossetia.